KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear, and we're at 1 degree above zero in Atlantic after an overnight low of zero, and that's our 24-hour low as well. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high around 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak say they're investigating a recent incident of vehicle vandalism. According to the police department, a Red Oak resident told authorities on Monday that while he was away from his home for a while, the driver's side window of his 1994 Chevy S10 pickup was smashed in and the entire vehicle scratched by an unknown device. The incident occurred while the vehicle was parked near the man's residence. Authorities estimated the damage at around $3,000. Now, if you have any information about the incident, you're asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at area code 712-623-5107 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. The end of the year offers opportunity to take advantage of year-end pricing on New Holland combines, new and used. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of late-model New Holland combines. If you're thinking about a CR9070, we've got a 2011 rated at 449 horsepower and capable of running the 8-row or 12-row corn heads along with the 40-foot platforms. A little smaller would be a CR9060, a 2010 with 500 separator hours on it, loaded with GPS. Heavy-duty planetaries, a local trade in great condition. Also, you'll see a real nice CR9040, a 2011 with only 211 separator hours, a great 6-row or 8-row machine. If you're looking for heads, we've got a great selection, including a couple 40-foot drapers. Sales have been good on new combines, so we're very, very motivated to get these used combines cleaned out. Give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In regional and state news, Denver-bound passengers have already left Omaha after their plane made an uneventful emergency landing on Christmas Day. Southwest Airlines spokesman Paul Flanagan said a fuel problem prompted the crew of flight number 2879 to declare an emergency. The plane was diverted to Omaha's Epley Airfield and landed around 9:30 last night. Flanagan said the plane landed without incident, carrying 109 passengers and 5 crew members. The passengers boarded another plane and arrived in Denver about 2 hours later than their original schedule. A study of cancer survivors from Iowa and Nebraska finds that exercise may have an important impact on how patients respond to treatment and how quickly they recover. Scientists at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha looked at how exercise boosts the immune system of cancer survivors. UNMC's Dr. Laura Bielik says the results are preliminary.
It appears that exercise may help combat some of the negative side effects from chemotherapy and radiation. And we hope that this may help cancer survivors enhance their ability to ultimately fight cancer.
Therapies like radiation and chemo can leave a person feeling wiped out.
When the immune system recovers, we're left with a lot of cells that are old and not terribly functional, and those hang around for a long, long time. We know in other areas of research that exercise can help to basically get rid of those slowly and make room for cells that are more helpful.
The study finds that those new cells sparked by exercise may be able to help the body to fight infections and possibly kill surviving tumor cells. The older we get, Bielik says, the more of those older and unhealthy cells we're carrying around.
And that's why older individuals are more prone to infection. And so we also know that in the aging population, persons that are more active have a lower number of these non-functional cells. And we also know older individuals who exercise tend to get less infection.
And this is an early study, and Bielik says more research is needed. While a lobbying campaign aims to convince state officials to provide forgivable loans to students who are studying to be doctors if they agree to practice in Iowa once they graduate, Sue Huppert, a vice president at Des Moines University, made her pitch directly to Governor Terry Branstad earlier this month.
We've been working very closely with the American Academy of Family Practice. They have, in fact, taken the lead last year, and as you may know, we were successful in getting legislation through for the forgivable loan. We were unable to fund it. You had some fiscal issues you needed to deal with in the last 2 years, and we appreciate that you've done that. And now we are here asking for $2 million.
The money would provide loans to 10 students at Des Moines University who are studying to be osteopathic physicians and another 10 students at the University of Iowa's College of Medicine. The forgivable loans will be made available to students just entering those programs.
Who make a commitment up front to practicing and staying in the state of Iowa.
According to the Iowa Medical Society, 43% of doctors in Iowa today are above the age of 49.
So this is definitely a workforce issue. It's definitely an economic development issue.
A 2011 report from the American Association of Medical Colleges indicates only 22% of the students who graduate from Iowa's two medical schools stay in the state to practice medicine. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. The end of the year offers opportunity to take advantage of year-end pricing on New Holland combines, new and used. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of late model New Holland combines. If you're thinking about a CR9070, we've got a 2011 rated at 449 horsepower and capable of running the 8-row or 12-row corn heads along with the 40-foot platforms. A little smaller would be a CR9060, a 2010 with 500 separator hours on it, loaded with GPS, heavy-duty planetaries, a local trade in great condition. Also, you'll see a real nice CR9040, a 2011 with only 211 separator hours, a great 6-row or 8-row machine. If you're looking for heads, we've got a great selection, including a couple 40-foot drapers. Sales have been good on new combines, so we're very, very motivated to get these used combines cleaned out. Give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Carol Anderson, age 78 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Carol Anderson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Conklin, age 86, formerly of Audubon, died September 30th in Nebraska. Funeral services for Mary Conklin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Joanne Catherine Schweary, age 73 of Panama, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Schweary will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert W. Cruz, age 90 of Manning, died December 20th at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Robert Cruz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Tammy Amos, age 54 of Griswold, died December 20th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Tammy Amos will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jean Cambridge, age 74 of Atlantic, died December 20th at CCMH. Funeral services for Jean Cambridge will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kim, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th in Arizona. Funeral services for Judith Altfelish Kim will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61 of Atlantic, died December 16th. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rowena Hazel Ratzliff, age 79 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Rowena Ratzliff will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be held on Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Helen Pig, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Pig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gene Casey, age 64 of Griswold, died Monday at his home. A memorial service for Gene Casey is pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Bill Huff, age 85 of Greenfield, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Huff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.